Stickley and Marotta. Mock My World.
Stop mocking me!
Brought to you by V's Barbershop.
Oh, it's time for Mock My World. Last week, our first morning edition of Mock My World. Quite honestly, wasn't much of a contest.
I hear somebody I hear it in your voice.
The subject was the best things about the NFL. We had three competitors with 15.2% of the vote or less, and one somehow got 58.9% of the vote, and that person was me.
Wow, is this the same guy that was on a podcast this week?
Yes. Wow. There's a reason why I get asked to be on podcasts.
How about that?
Because you're available?
Oh!
Because I can't say no?
Oh, no!
You have nothing better to do?
Oh, my gosh. Well done.
I can't. I couldn't quite hear you over the volume of my victory last week.
You've been in quite a roll.
So this week in Mock My World, it's the Cardinals playing the Vikings. We decided to celebrate the state of Minnesota. All things Minnesota.
Right.
That's the category.
Could be.
People, places, things.
That's right. People, places, things from or most associated with Minnesota.
Right.
A state I've never been to.
Same.
So I'm at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
I will be drafting fourth. Bick, you have the first pick.
Oh, cool.
Jarrett's got the second. There's an obvious first pick, which will probably ensure victory for you.
I don't know about that. So
Jarrett, number two. Sarah, third. I will go fourth. Four rounds, snake-style draft on all things Minnesota.
With the first pick in the Minnesota Mock My World draft, Dan Bickley takes Prince.
Yeah.
Never heard of him, Bickley. Boy, oh boy.
I've been to his venue. I don't know if it's still open. It was crazy back in the day.
First Avenue,
yep.
That one?
You got it. Look at you.
I've seen Purple Rain.
Which was on?
Several times.
I've seen
I've seen certain scenes in Purple Rain
Lake
lot more
Minnetonka?
Than the whole movie.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Jarrett, you're up.
So, yes, Prince is a fine choice for number one.
Let me pencil in what Jarrett's going to pick number one.
Larry Fitzgerald, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Minnesota's favorite son.
There you go. He didn't play for the Suns. He was a Cardinal.
No, that's right. I totally forgot.
He is a son.
He's a Suns owner, though.
He is, yeah.
All right, Sarah, you're up.
Oh, yeah, it is me. I'm going to take Randy Moss, the Vikings Hall of Famer.
Randy Moss.
See, back to what you said, though, Carlin, there was an obvious number one choice for panderers, which is what you were doing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I mean, Fitz was high up on my list.
Yeah, he's number two.
You don't think you're pandering to Prince fans?
Yeah, okay. You got a point.
We're all Prince fans.
There's another. I have another. Don't worry.
Oh, you do? Okay. Oh,
okay.
I think there's another obvious one that hasn't been picked yet, but you got two picks here, Vinny.
Christian Laettner, you're thinking?
No. Well, yeah. I don't want to give it away. It's your pick.
Yeah, this is tough. I'm going to go with maybe the most famous, loved Minnesota twin of all time, Kirby Puckett.
Excellent.
He's a good one.
And great
then,
name. Great name, too.
I'm going to switch it up to a movie. I haven't met anybody that doesn't like the movie Grumpy Old Men, set in Minnesota.
That is a great movie.
That was a good movie. And I knew you'd love that, Jarrett.
Oh, I love it.
Shut up, Jarrett.
Schmucky. It's my Walter Matthau.
Wow. Really transported me there. All right. I am thrilled that this is left. This might not be thrilling to all of our followers or listeners, but it certainly is thrilling to me. Minnesota, specifically the Twin Cities, home to Target.
Oh, it
Target is.
Target
is my favorite place to waste time.
Wow. Do you enjoy when people say, call it Target?
Yes.
Or do you want to slap them in the head?
No, I don't go for that. It's Target.
Okay. All right. My second pick, who is one of the top three celebrities famously from Minnesota, Bob Dylan.
Famous, I didn't know he was from there.
Well,
hey, I'm from Minnesota.
It's kind of like Norm MacDonald too. It's like Norm MacDonald and Bob Dylan.
My accent, ooh.
Right. It's like Bob MacDonald.
Right.
Sorry.
Had a farm.
Is it my pick? Oh, I got two picks, don't I?
I wrote down Bob MacDonald. Bob Dylan is off the board.
Okay, so I've got two picks?
Yes.
All right, with my second pick, I am going to take Herb Brooks.
Oh, nice. That was on my list.
University of Minnesota coach of the Miracle on
you
Ice
just
team.
Got Aaron Maloney's vote.
I did, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. And then, of course, the Minnesota accent. Oofta! Yeah, Diet Coke!
The accent.
Minnesota! There's a lot of long vowels in the Minnesota dialect, right?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. They, you know what? And if you're around, if you spend any time in Minnesota, they do something very weird, too. They use the word borrow instead of lend. You hear it all the time. Yeah, I'll borrow you my snowblower there. Yeah, hey, yeah. Oh, I'll borrow that to you.
Really?
They do. It's another a really thing. Weird thing.
I the do word, wonder. The word that is spelled B-A-G is pronounced big.
I do. I do wonder, though, if we had someone from Minnesota, from Wisconsin, and from North Dakota, if you would be able to differentiate their accents.
Ooh, North Dakota and Minnesota are close. I don't
smell
think
a Wednesday game.
Wisconsin is more Chicago. Yeah.
Wisconsin's more Chicago.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Herb Brooks and accent are off the board. Jarrett, where are you going?
It's my pick again. I'm going to go with the Mall of America.
Oh, man.
I forgot about that.
The beautiful
first,
Bloomington.
Yeah, one of the first super-duper malls and still one of the biggest, if not the biggest.
Well, I think it's one of the only malls that's
true.
Still standing.
That's a good point, I guess.
That's going to be really depressing if that goes by the same wayside as the American Mall.
Just a
giant city that's empty.
Just a parking lot with an abandoned roller coaster and Orange Julius.
All the pretzel kiosks. Okay, does that mean it's my turn, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I'm so happy he's still here. Minneapolis native Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
See, I always associate him with Chicago.
Yeah, I do.
He's a big Blackhawks fan.
I do, too. I didn't know he was from Minnesota.
Yeah, he's a Minnesotan.
Wow. I'm learning so much about this state.
Boy, did I watch a bad movie with him the other day.
Did you?
Called Freaky. It was a good premise. It was like a Freaky Friday kind of movie, but it was a slasher horror movie where a serial killer switches body with a teenage high school girl.
Okay.
So, but it wasn't very good.
Shocking.
Right. Never heard of it. All right, I got two picks to complete my team. I'm going to go with 10,000 Lakes.
That's 10,000 picks. Pick one of them, okay? Okay, no, you can have them all.
They actually have over 11,000.
The land of 10,000
lakes is a much easier phrase.
Sketchier, yeah.
And, I got a pick.
Best things about Minnesota is what we're drafting.
Mm-hmm. See, people get confused by this because of the title of the movie, but it was set in Minnesota. Fargo.
Okay. Huh.
The movie, not the city, obviously.
And the TV show is mostly also set in Minnesota.
My winning streak is over, by the way.
Okay, well.
No, you might be right. No, you're right about that. It was Bemidji. It was Duluth. It was all in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a great movie.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Okay. I'm going to take... Wait, did you do both of yours, Vince?
Yeah.
Okay.
10,000 Lakes
Fargo. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take Jessica Biel.
Over my dead body.
You have to fight Vince for her first.
Right.
Yeah, she is from Minnesota.
All right.
Regional treasure, Jessica Biel. Jarrett?
All right, now I have my choice of two tremendous fictional characters from Minnesota and one famous athlete associated with Minnesota.
Okay, what do you want us to choose for you?
I'm going to go with... From St. Olaf, Minnesota. Beloved Golden Girl, Betty White. Rose Nyland.
Rose from Golden Girl is off the board.
Wow. So on brand.
Thank you.
So you.
All right, Bick, you've got the final pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I channeled Cliff Kingsbury there. Yeah. Water skiing. It was invented in Minnesota.
Huh.
On purpose?
How could they prove that? Somebody just fell off a boat and got dragged.
And where? Where did that take place? On one of the 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, that's right, right. Exactly.
Water skiing.
Now, there are a couple of food items, Jared, that I thought you'd be kind of in tune with.
Lutefisk?
Well, not that.
That's one of them.
I am a gigantic fan of wild rice. Do you like wild rice, Jared?
I prefer mine tamed.
I do like wild rice, but it's not my favorite type of rice.
Oh, I adore it. And it's famous in Minnesota. And Minnesota also created the Honeycrisp apple.
Wow.
Really?
Created the University of Minnesota.
You know what we all missed out on? The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, that was my other choice was the Minnesota Miracle Man, Gordon Bombay. And then Chris Carter also.
Joe Maurer.
That's what I thought.
George Mikan. Ken Herbeck. Bert Blyleven.
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland. Yeah.
Judy Garland.
Tom Brunansky. All right, the picture.
Tom Kelly.
I almost went kind of on the Prince realm. Morris Day and the Time.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. Minnesota. Bick went with Prince, Herb Brooks, The Accent, and water skiing. That's quite the range.
Isn't it good?
Jarrett went Larry Fitzgerald, Bob Dylan, The Mall of America, and Rose from Golden Girls. Sarah's got Randy Moss, Target, Vince Vaughn, and Jessica Biel. I went with Kirby Puckett, Grumpy Old Men, 10,000 Lakes, and the movie Fargo. All things Minnesota being celebrated. We'll get this up on Twitter @Bickley_Murata. As always, you determine the winner.